You might like to turn in your Bible, if you would, to the book of Genesis and chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we thank you for your presence again. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you very much. So, Spirit of God, take your word and help us understand that we might be able to honor you the better and know you the more. And our God, we're going to thank you very much. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen. In the light of the day, you would recall in Genesis chapter 1 that God the Creator created animals, birds and beasts and fishing things and creeping things and everything. And God made a very special point to help us understand that of all the things that God created, to demonstrate his creativity and his ability and his glory, God created man in his image and likeness. And therefore, in verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So they had an awesome responsibility. Humans did. They're the top of the line. Wow. And humans are made not like anything else, not even like angels. They're made in the image and likeness of God. God, and just the easiest way to put the two words together is just think of looking in a mirror. And when you look in a mirror, you see yourself when you look in the mirror. That's what you want to see. God, you created all of this awesome wonderment on planet Earth, and you created humans with the specific purpose to be able to go, and when you see them, you see yourself. You see your awesome person demonstrated in a visible way. Your invisibleness. Wow. And we shared together that all of the animals and fishes and birds and bees and beasts, all of them have awesome instinct. Awesome instinct. But we don't. What do we have? We have God. God didn't build into you instinct. He built you for himself. So that when God looks at you, he sees himself. And God would find himself able to enjoy his wonderful person and his presence in your life. And that you would be able to appreciate and understand and enjoy God in a most personal way. That's what God had in mind. Now, and Adam and Eve came along as he created them. They sinned, as you know. And in the light of that, they lost their relationship to God. But they confessed quickly and without debate or discussion. They confessed their guilt, that they were guilty as charged for disobeying God. And God provided in his wonderful mercy, which he had in mind before he ever created them. that he would provide a wonderful saving solution. The saving solution would be centered in his wonderful person. In Christ the Lord, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the earth. Now, that's the plan. And we share together in Genesis chapter 3 the wonderful promise that God gave to Adam and Eve after they had sinned. And verse 15, and I will put enmity, hostility, between thee and the woman, the serpent, the Satan, and between thy seed and her seed, the believers and unbelievers, and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So the devil is going to go. God points into the future that the seed of the woman is going to come, and the Christ is going to be born by way of a woman, etc. And therefore, with that little bit in mind, staying on that, God, you promised Adam and Eve the seed of a woman. And in the process of doing that, what is the woman, the seed of the woman, going to do? The seed of the woman is going to provide a wonderful saving solution in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, to be born in Bethlehem and to die in Jerusalem. Now, having said that, what did Adam and Eve know right then? Though Adam and Eve are full adults, etc. And in the process, they are told that there's going to be the seed of the woman, not the seed of the man, the seed of the woman, out of the woman, not the man. Man's excluded. Now, in the process of that, verse 21, and Adam said unto his wife, did the Lord God make, and unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them? Now they believed God had a wonderful, wonderful solution, and the seed of the woman, which isn't existent yet, is going to go be born in Bethlehem of Judea, and that is going to be, and they're going to signify, they understand that by taking the coats of slain animals that God did and God put on them, a sacrifice. Someone has to die. There has to be a solution. The solution is not found in Adam and Eve. The solution is found in God, in God's wonderful saving grace. And therefore, they understood that, and they put the coats on without debate or discussion and believed. Now, having done that, Adam is now going to make a statement. And you'll notice it, if I can, in verse 22. I'm going to go backwards for this one. Verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve. Eve has to do with the word living, life. That's what she called his wife named Eve, the living one. And, verse 20, and because, why did you call her that? Because she was the mother of all living. She was the mother of all living. Now, there's no children, there's nothing. They just understand, you can understand, because they are understanding perfectly, wonderfully in that day, having just sinned, and God is right there. They understand. And therefore, Adam wisely called his wife's name Eve, and she was the mother. Now, the word mother comes from the verb, has to do with the to save, to be support, to be sustained, to be kept. The mother, the sustaining one, the one who sustains, the one who supports, the one who makes it all possible. She's going to do it, not the man. The woman's going to do that. And thus in the process, they believe they're going to have, she's going to be the mother of a child that she can't even look at, because there isn't any children until Cain comes along. Now, having said that little bit, and keeping that in mind, she is the mother. Now, and the mother, and just for the sake of interest, mother, you would have metropolis, You have a metropolis, a city, metropolis, a city. City. What's a city? What did Cain build? Chapter 4. He built a city. Why a city? Because it's a mother. What does mother do? Ah, that's what we want to look at. Mother. No, not a man. A mother. The mother is going to be the mother supporting, sustaining, completing, making possible total existence in an awesome way. Wow. That's a mother city. That's what cities are for, aren't they? Remember Genesis chapter 4? What are they for? To be able to go. God is going to be, we're going to leave God out of the picture. And so we're going to go and do everything, all but get all kinds of people in to do whatever. And we're going to have a complete system, a city system, a world system, where we don't need God. We have everything covered to make everything happen in an awesome way. From a human standpoint. And remember now, again, I said with the animals, I don't know whether I finished that, that you were given instinct. Your instinct is God. God made you for himself. When you leave God out, you're abnormal. You aren't normal. You're a human that isn't fulfilling. Spiders are normal. Fish are normal. Kangaroos are normal. But humans aren't normal because God's missing. He created them for that. Now, having said that little bit, and the word mother, 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 they were to go and demonstrate in a most wonderful way, and she is the mother. Now, it's the sinners and the woman. The woman, I need to understand that, not the man. The man, think of Timothy, by Adam, he willfully sinned. Eve was deceived and tricked. Now, so therefore, sliding over if I can, to over to Exodus and chapter 20. Exodus and chapter 20. And you have, and you're familiar with, the Ten Commandments. And in the process of the Ten Commandments, you are going to remember that as you slide down, you come to the fifth commandment, which is verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So it's a wonderful, wonderful statement, a statement with promise. Now remember, the first four commandments have to do with God. The last six commandments have to do with your relationship to humans. God, would you sum up the Ten Commandments? And he did. First four, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second commandment is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. God created us all. Hang on to that. We're all one. All out of Adam. All out of Eve. There's not one here that isn't out of Eve. You're really an alien if you're here, apart from Eve. Now, so therefore, God, here we are looking, and the Ten Commandments are given to honor. Now, are humans going to do? They're going to go and honor God. How can we honor God? We have to honor God's creative purpose and what he has done. So if we don't honor mother and father and understand they are an absolute necessity for our existence, and if we bypass that, then how can we honor God, the first four commandments, if I don't honor my mother and father? And so therefore, I have to understand I am created by way of a mother, not an it, a mother. Everyone has to have a mother. There's no way around it, and you can call it whatever you want, and that's part of our problem in our society, to say the least. Now, so chapter 20, we have to honor the father and father because that's God's order. That's where we came from. How are we going to get back to God except by way of this channel? God, woman, man, God, Christ, God. How are we going to get back there? We can't get back there unless we understand how we got here. How do we get here? By way of a woman. How are we going to get to God? By way of the woman, seed of the woman. What is the seed of the woman? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. So the woman gets us in to planet Earth, and the Spirit of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed of the woman, gets us into where God wants us to be in His awesome eternal presence. Now, having said that little bit, chapter 21. And in chapter 21, you would recall the seriousness of this, which disappears as society goes forward. Exodus chapter 21, I'm going to pick up, please, in verse 15. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. Except I'm going to skip down to verse 17. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. If you don't honor your father or mother, that doesn't mean they're perfect. That they're just humans. And they get all the problems every other human does. But you're honoring the way you came into the world. You had to come into the world by a mother and not a man. Understand that. So when you play with it, you know what happens, what's happening in our society. You're asking society, humans, growing up, we're looking out. And as we look out, we're told to make believe that turnips could be squash, to make believe that anything could be whatever you want it to be. It's all make believe. And you know it isn't real. You know two men aren't a lady. You don't know that? It's illogical. Now, take that. And I look at that, and I pick it up. I'm going to take the course and become like the system. And I'm going to get involved. And I'm going to think like that and agree with that and tolerate that. But my mind isn't going to tolerate that because it isn't real. It isn't right. But I'm going to do it. Now, on the other hand, I see it. I'm a little looking at the world that I live in. And I see that's a stupid thing to do. It's stupid to say. Absolutely absurd. Now, but you push it on top of me. What are you going to create? You're going to create a very volatile society. Do you understand? Because you're asking me, a little kid growing up, to make believe. You're asking me to imagine. You're asking me to interact. And you're going to have a one frustrated society shooting and doing whatever. I don't know. If I didn't have God's window to look at through, I don't know what I'd do. It's crazy. And therefore you do crazy things. You're trying to rebel. You're trying to strike out against it. And I bet you if you could analyze, why did this happen and why did they do that? I'll bet you you'd find out a whole lot of interesting things of why they did it. Now, having said that, though, so therefore the generation that does this is going to produce all the way down the line, and each the mother is the source, but if we don't honor mother, and thus father, and thus God, order, mother, father, God, if I don't do that, if I don't understand that, I'm in trouble. Therefore, Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. And you would renote, among other things, and picking up, if I can, directly in the light of the context, chapter 30, in picking up in verse 11. There is a generation that, remember we just read in Exodus 21, cursing mother and father, put them to death. They don't, but it's another world. We aren't in the same page with God. Verse 11. There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men, etc., etc. Now, where does all that come from? Well, mother, but humans, if they lose the order, are going to go not very good. They are not going to come out good. They're going to go and do and be everything. There is no covering. There is no support. Mother, family, father is a support. So that's what you come. So when you're in the world and a little boy growing up like this, and you can do this. But you know when you get way over here on the edge, you know what? Boy, mom and dad say, no. They keep you from what? Because they give you security, support, safety in here, in the home. That's what they do. Don't do that. Or don't and do when you learn a whole lot of things so that you can make it as an adult into the world. And you do that. So you don't go off the edge. And when you lose that, healthy home, mother, father, not, don't do the other stuff, you'll never come out. It'll never come out in this life. No matter how you cut the cookie, no matter how you dream about it and wish it, it's an adventure into foolishness. And you're going to pay a price. Everyone that follows it is going to pay here and later, and I wouldn't do it. So don't even get caught up in it. I know that you got to be tolerant and loving. But don't do that. Be intolerant and love them, that they might get saved. Now, in the light of that, God, here we are looking. Therefore, over if you would please, Genesis. Genesis and chapter 1. No, let's go for time's sake. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, if I may. Picking up the thought. In Genesis 5, you will note in verse 3, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness. What happened to God's likeness? Well, sin came along and you lost it. You lost God. Death, sin. Sin is separation from God. Death is separation from life. Sin is separation from light. Light from life and God. So sin leaves us dead in trespasses and sin. In our own light. After his image, and called his name Seth. Now, this here we are looking, and in chapter 3. Now, go back to verse 2. That's what he did. But in verse 2, God, he's looking. Look at verse 1. I'm going to read verse 1 so you see it again. In this book, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. So, Adam sinned, and he lost the likeness. But before Adam sinned, God's intent is to show the likeness of the God created us in his image and likeness to show his wonderful person. And I am, we shared it in Sunday school, I am, I ought, I am morally responsible, I will, I have a volition to make a choice. God, I am, I will, I ought. What us humans? I am, I will, I ought. You don't find a kangaroo saying that. You won't find Mickey Mouse saying that. Well, maybe Mickey might. No. So now, here we are looking in chapter Verse 2. Make male and female created them, and bless them, and call their name Adam in the day that they were created. Now, what did he, in verse 2, what did you intend, God? And remember what you read in the scripture reading. God took woman out of man's side, and it was all understood. Adam understood it instantly when he awoke, that she's made. God took her from me. Now, God, how are you going to keep telling us this in verse 2? What did you do? God created them and blessed them and called. God, how did you identify man and woman? In the word Adam. Adam includes man and woman. It's in the singular. Adam and Eve, Adam and man, male and female, Adam, one. Hang on to that. One. So God, so honor thy father and thy mother, the order. You'll see that in a second. Now, in the light of that unique oneness, over to Galatians. Over to Galatians, if I can. And in chapter 3. Galatians in chapter 3. Now, God, you did a wonderful thing. Adam, this is in the singular, how do you see humans? Adam. Male, female. I see them as one. Why are they one? Because the woman is taken out of Adam. Where did the woman come from? Adam. They're one. That's important to understand. Because Christ is going to go to the cross and die for the sins of whom? Adam. And Adam is all of us. Why? Because we all came out of the woman. Now, hang on to that. God, when you save us, you give us a unique heads-up understanding. So when a believer comes to know the Lord as a Savior, may I pick up, please, in chapter 3 of Galatians, and in the light of all of it, verse 26. You are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized, placed into, immersed into by the Spirit of God, into Christ, have put on Christ, so that we have like a clothes, only God indwells the heart of the believer. That's what God, what did you create us for? In your image and likeness. For you to find your home in our heart. How can you find your home in our heart? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed of the woman, is going to die. And when the seed of the woman dies, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to be able, as John 1:12, as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the power, the privilege to become children of God. Now, that's what happened. So God, you made it possible to restore your marvelous person in our person in order that we might be fulfilled and fulfill your wonderful plan as you intended in the beginning, by way of our Lord Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. Now, therefore, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, Gentile, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, God, what did you do? You made us given us a oneness. Male, female, man, woman. What did you do? When we came to know the Lord as a Savior, born of a woman, we are, mother, you brought us, made it possible for us to know you, and you brought us back to a unique oneness. Adam includes woman and man, male and female. You brought us back to Adam. Ah, because why? You created Adam. And you created Adam for the wonderful purpose of reflecting your marvelous person. How many persons, God, one person, Adam, in the lovely person of you, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And you're going to reflect your marvelous person in our person. And we get personally saved by a wonderful God in a most personal way. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you would, in the light of that, over to Galatians. And in Galatians chapter 1, remember Paul got saved. He received the Lord as a Savior. And so therefore, you're looking, if I can, in verse 12, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the good news that God can save whosoever. Sliding to verse 16, what did you do? What was the message you got, Paul, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as my Savior? So when you received him as your Savior, what happened? Verse 16, to reveal his Son in me. That's the message of the gospel. And verse 24, and they glorified God in me. So I have a unique relationship, God back in the, restored back to the human heart in order to demonstrate and reflect God's wonderful purpose in creation. The Lord Jesus Christ perfectly represented it. And now he's going, in the light of unbelief, an empty tomb, he's showing his wonderful person. How so? In the whosoever's to believe, neither male nor female, they're one. In a unique relationship to God, because that's what it's all about. A unique oneness in a most wonderful way. Therefore, if you have God, what are you doing? It's an awesome thing to have a relationship to God as a human. You have it because of a mother. All of us have to have a mother. No other way. A mother. Absolutely. A female, a mother. You have to have it. Any other way is the wrong way. Now, so therefore, how can you want to understand you are precious? Why are you personally precious? Because you're the outcome of God's wonderful design, male and female, and out of male and female, Eve, the mother, the lip mother, the supporting one, the sustaining one of all living. Now God, the mother. So God, we understand that. And when we understand that, we understand commandment, fifth commandment, honor thy father and mother. We understand what? We're rather special. I know you may have a dog or a cat or a mouse, whatever you got. But I want you to know, as much as you like your doggy or your kitty cat, you are something else, aren't you? You are all super precious, special. You're all from a mother. And that is the highest thing God has done. And God's going to eliminate earth and all that's on it and the heavens and all the trillions, 2 trillion galaxies, all gone. But he's going to save you because you're precious. You came from a mother. You understand that? Well, no, I didn't. No, you better understand you did, or else you'll never get to God. You'll never get there. Nope, you get tied up in everything else. Now, so having said, very, very, very precious. And not only are you a precious person, but you have a super, super position. God has given you a wonderful position. You are out of a woman. Over, if you would please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians in chapter 11. And you will note, in the light of all of it, context and everything, chapter 11, sliding down for time's sake, verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Wonderful, wonderful. God, order. God created man, the man, the seed of the woman, our Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. It goes God in all of your magnificent essence, being, and nature, and Christ, and Adam, and woman. How am I going to get, that's the order. Did you know, in the military, there's generals, and colonels, and captains, and privates. Here they are. Do you know, what happens if we didn't have that? What happens if we didn't have order? Here we all are. Here comes the big polar bear with the big threat with all of his little hungry bears. What are we going to do? We ought to have some order. We ought to have some arrangement so that we could cope with the bears. God, how do we cope in the military? How do we cope? We can't just go out there and shoot BB guns and bows and arrows and something else. We better have some order. Someone better be sitting in headquarters putting things in order to tell us out there, privates, what to do. Otherwise, we're going to lose. Order. God is a God of order, 1 Corinthians 14. Everything must be done in what? Decently and in order. God, I understand the order. And we are the result of that order. That's an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. Not only are you precious as a person, you are precious because of your position. You are the outcome, the outflow of a woman. You're the outflow. And you can't have a higher one than that, because that's God's top priority, even over angels. Wow. So we have that. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that precious, precious position. No, I don't use it. And it presents a picture. What happens if I put it all out of order, what we have today, out of order? God, Christ, man, woman. We get it all out. Man, women, God somewhere else. Wow. How are you going to get any order out of that? You don't have any order. How do you get to God? You don't even understand how to get to God. Why you're here. God created you in a unique and wonderful way to know Him and honor Him. Now, having said that, in the light of that, so therefore, God, in the light of that, we're going to portray a wonderful picture of order, of order, of order. We've got to have that. Can't have out of order. We can't have the private telling the general to bring him a cup of coffee. We got to have order. We got to have the thing in order. We salute. I don't tell the colonel to come and salute me. I'm the private. Order. You may know more than the colonel. You may be a genius, but he's the colonel. Order. God demands order. Therefore, in the light of all of that, our practice, precious, precious person, position, practice. Wonderful, wonderful practice, God. Now you remember, without turning there, in Luke chapter 2, verse 51, you don't have to turn there. Our Lord Jesus Christ, at 12 years old, one of the few places that God gives us an understanding until he reached age 30. And he's 12 years old. Do you know what he did? Chapter 2, verse 51. He submitted to his unsaved mother and his unsaved brothers and sisters, half-sisters. He submitted to them. He submitted to the mother and father. Joseph, what did you get to do with anything? Nothing. But he submitted to him. Order. Who did that? He did. He understood the order needs to be visually shown. So we have order, not disorder, and legalize it and promote it and do everything that's out of order. So therefore, God, we need that. So therefore, having said that, over if you would please, to Peter. First Peter, if I can, in chapter 5. And you will note, Peter's going to help us. I'm going to go directly, if I can, to verse 5. 5:5, 1 Peter. Likewise, ye younger, submit, yield unto the elder. The word submit to rank. You'll remember it that way. Rank yourself, colonel, general and colonel and captain and private. Rank yourself in order. God is God. Christ is Christ. Man is man. Woman is woman. And we understand the order. We understand it. Honor thy fifth commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother. And I'm going to understand that and practice honoring it. So when people see me and talk to me, I'm honoring order. When I honor order, fifth commandment, I honor God. First four commandments. Thou shalt have no other God before me. And I'm going to honor that. And that's what I'm doing. I'm honoring. Very, very, very precious. Precious. Precious indeed. Now, so here's, picking up if I can, verse 5. But likewise, ye younger, submit, rank yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject, rank yourself unto one another, because we're all what? We're all out of Adam. We're all humans. Where do we all come from? One mother. Mother. That's how we got here. So we have that. We don't have any question that someone's superior and inferior. It isn't a question of that. You're all from others. You're all human. You're all in the line of Adam. And you all are able to enjoy the last Adam and come to know the Lord as your Savior. Now, 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Now, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So what are we going to do? We're going to understand our position. We're humans. And we're humans, and we honor God. We honor God's order. Whether I may have never known my mother. I may have never known. But there's no point. You're honoring the order. You understand the order. And you aren't violating the order. You're demonstrating it. So therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you. And remember, we've shared that in the light of the Old Testament. God puts his hand down, and you put yourself under it, under the hand, and down comes the hand. You don't try to get away. You don't try to slip out. Keep your hand there. Humble yourself. Stay there. And down you come. And God humbles us in order to exalt us. He humbles us so that we are in proper submission and order to God, to Christ, to man, to woman. We understand. And God, we honor. Put yourself under the hand. I don't want to be, that's humbling. You bet it is. You remember, I have the thing, you know it, the Patriots 100 years ago, the big thing they put out, a humble, eat humble pie. Remember the t-shirt? Eat. We got to eat humble pie. Humble pies are just great. You may like whatever, but boy, make sure you like humble pie. It's tough. It takes tough to cook it, to make it, but boy, is it good for you. Humble pie. Yeah. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. You got the order. Mother, woman, man, boy, girl. I got to understand. If I don't understand, it's not going to go anywhere. Therefore, over if you would please, back to Galatians. In the light of that, submission to rank yourself under. Therefore, God, now, to have to be a mother, you have to go and do a lot of things we're going to look at. But in the process, what is it? It's not easy to be a mother. There's very little Thanksgiving. You understand that. Tonight you get it. Tonight you get it. There's very little Thanksgiving. But be of good cheer. It isn't about you getting thanks. It's about you doing your job. It's about you understanding your relationship to God and what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You aren't seeking to honor us. You're seeking to honor God. And when you honor God, you're helping us to understand what we need to do. Now, God, so therefore, remember we read that Paul revealed the Lord Jesus Christ, John chapter 1, verse 16, God in him. Now, God being in you, having a wonderful wonder. Now, what do you have to do? You have to exercise life. Life. Now, the little baby has to exercise life. And here we are in verse 19. So what are us, Paul, you understand what it takes? He said, I do. I understand what the turmoil, the pain, the heartache, the headache. I understand that. You have thanklessness. I understand. But you have to go through it. They have to, in order to produce, in order to be of the best help, so we aren't creating, cursing mother and father, disconnecting from God's order, and having all kinds of dumb, chaotic problems worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And we're going to pay for that. Now, so therefore, Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. Paul, what do you want for us humans? Here we are, believers, knowing the Lord as our Savior. Verse 19. My little children, that's us believers, of whom I travail, present tense, I am travailing in birth. What are you doing, Paul? I'm praying, looking for what? Again, until Christ be formed in you. God, I'm looking for God to do a wonderful thing to change us. Think of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We are looking unto him, we're changed from one image to another. God, we're growing up. And as we grow up, what are we going to do? We're going to become like him. That means we're going to honor him with understanding. I know the Lord is my personal Savior. You're a child of God. You're honoring God as a human, eating and drinking, whatever you do, work, home, or school, or play. I know the Lord is my personal Savior. He created me. I couldn't enjoy any of it if it wasn't for my mother. My mother made it possible. So I'm not an accident. I'm not an evolved freak from an overgrown chemical. No, I'm from a mother. I'm human. That's God's order. And I understand that. And I appreciate it. I would never, if I didn't understand that, God, how could I ever be saved? I wouldn't even understand being saved. I wouldn't even understand why you came to the cross to die. I wouldn't understand. So God, you've done a wonderful thing for me and because of it. And therefore, God, in light of all of that, looking and trusting you with all our heart, God, I'm going to look to you. I'm going to honor my mother and my father. I'm going to honor them, even though they're all passed on. I honor the arrangement of God. In God's will, in my best interest is not to lose the order. No matter whether I'm over here in the trench or in the headquarters, I'm going to honor the general and the colonel. I'm going to honor them. I honor the order wherever I am in my best interest. So it keeps me in order. Keeps me in order. And therefore, society needs to see that. And if society doesn't see it, all they see is Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's not very good. Now, therefore, dear ladies, men folk, be careful you don't give up being a human. Being a woman, being a man, being a boy, being a girl. Don't give that up. Don't say, well, I want to be like the others. No, you don't want to be like the others. You want to be like God has you, what God intended you to be. Forget trying to be like the others. As long as you do that, you're dead in the water. No. No, you want to be what God has in mind. And you want to do that. And therefore, don't back down, back away, give up. Don't do it. Hang in there. Hang in there. And say, well, I don't understand it all. Well, why don't you give an effort, make a little effort, and see if you can't understand. And if you can't learn, and get the wonderment, the glory of what we're trying to even look at, which is beyond any words I can give you or anything I can say to you. All you can do is I can point you and you point me to what? To God. And God will do a wonderful work in your heart and in your life. And that's what you want. When you're all done, work, home, school, play, money, riches, that's what you want. Without it, what have you got? You're going to go. I meant to do it. God took you from the ground. He formed man out of the dust of the ground. The word red earth. This used to be red. I had people, when they travel around the world, bring me back because I don't have any red earth in my backyard over here. So they brought me back. Now I want you to know, be encouraged. God took you from this. And here you are. And you're going back to this. Aren't you? Aren't you all headed back to this? You bet your boots. You bet your boots. Go dig up anyone you want where they can't see you. And go take a look. Go take a look. What are you going to find? Dust. Dirt. In fact, this here includes somebody. When you dig up dirt anywhere, the people that lived here years ago died. The stuff is all over, the flowers, the bugs, the animals. They spread it all around. I don't know how many people are in here. Do you understand? I'm trying to help you see something. If you don't get this straight, that's all you got. And I wouldn't get too proud and to do about this. That isn't very thing to me. That isn't very much. No, but you are precious in the sight of the God. I got to quit. Thank you, God, thank you for your grace and kindness, and God, as we stumble through it. God, it's so easy, and we get it so fouled up that we can't even see straight, think straight. So deal with us, and for those who know you not as their Lord and Savior, God, convict their heart and convince them. And our God, we're going to thank you. So deal with us. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for loving us. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for your wonderful presence that you're able to save us to the uttermost. Thank you, our God, for being the Father, for us to come to you as children, by way of the mother, by way of Adam, by way of Christ, to know you as our Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. In Christ's name, amen.